Say everyone, I'm Your Name, and in today's cybersecurity deep dive, we're unpacking Cisco's critical SNMP zero disco exploit and multiple high severity device flaws, Google's new phishing schemes, Android pick snapping attack, and AI-driven email protections, plus Telegram's beefed up two-factor auth, anti-phishing shields, and malware clampdowns to help you stay one step ahead of cyber threats. Now up in Cisco news, attackers have zeroed in on a critical SNMP flaw in many of Cisco's networking devices. CVE-2025-20352, using it to drop undetectable Linux rootkits and seize full control of switches and routers. Dubbed Zero Disco, the campaign has hit outdated systems worldwide, and Cisco Talos has even tied some of the activity to North Korea's famous Cholima threat group. Trend Micro and other security outfits warn the malicious SNMP exploit remains in active use, so organizations must apply patches or mitigate SNMP access immediately. On Capitol Hill, Senator Bill Cassidy has pressed Cisco for concrete answers about flaws in its adaptive security appliance, ASA firewalls, that contributed to a breach at a federal agency. Cassidy wants to know how deeply businesses have been affected, and when Cisco will deliver fixes or workarounds. At the same time, Cisco has disclosed multiple high severity issues across its iOS and iOS XE software, some enabling remote code execution or device reloads, and in its secure firewall threat defense, a buffer overflow vulnerability, CVE-2025-20360. Beyond firewalls and routers, a host of other Cisco products are under scrutiny. Research teams have flagged SIP software bugs in Cisco Desk and video phones that allow remote DAWs or cross-site scripting, CVE-2025-20351, an information disclosure flaw in RoomOS, CVE-2025-20329, and an HTTP RCE issue in Cisco CyberVision, CVE-2025-20359. Talos has also published vulnerabilities in the OpenPLC logic controller and the Planet WGR500 router, plus fresh findings on how Velociraptor, an open source incident response tool, has been abused to deliver ransomware payloads. On the innovation front, Cisco has launched Project CodeGuard, an open source framework designed to secure software generated by AI models throughout the development lifecycle. And in the world of enterprise data privacy, Accelerix is piloting a trust-first, privacy-led approach that Cisco says could redefine secure business outcomes. That's the latest on Cisco. Stay tuned for more security alerts and deep dives as patches roll out and investigations continue. Hello, I'm Your Name. And next up in Google News, here's a quick tour through today's top security and software headlines. Phishing alert for Workspace and 365 users. Security firm Sublime warns of a new sophisticated phishing scam targeting Google Workspace and Microsoft 365 logins. A related open redirect flaw in apis.google.com is already being abused to bypass user suspicion. Android 16 security boost and pick snapping threat. Android 16 launches with identity check and advanced protection turned on by default. Two must enable features for stronger device security. Meanwhile, researchers have detailed pick snapping, a covert timing attack on Android that can swipe 2FA codes and crypto wallet seed phrases by reading pixel data. Google's September patch only offers partial mitigation, with a full fix due in December. Crypto theft malware, Ether hiding and North Korean scammers. Google flags a new malware family, Ether hiding, that embeds malicious code in Ethereum smart contracts to steal crypto. North Korean actors UNC 5342 are now leveraging public blockchains in similar fashion to distribute malware and siphon funds from victim wallets and job hunting sites. Gmail and messages. New features versus emerging risks. Gmail rolls out AI-driven encryption and recovery contacts, letting you enlist trusted friends to help regain a compromised account. But these advances also introduce fresh attack surfaces. Google Messages adds scam link alerts, QR code scanning, and a key verifier tool to help you spot phishing and confirm legitimate senders. Mac and Chrome threats. A wave of fake homebrew, logmin, and TradingView websites is targeting macOS developers, dropping info stealers like Amos and Odyssey. Chrome's safe browsing component received an urgent fix, CVE-2025-PI-11756, for a buffer overflow flaw that could lead to remote code execution. Update ASAP. Microsoft patched Tuesday and broader vulnerability landscape. Microsoft's October update closes more than 170 CVEs, including multiple 0 days, and revokes over 200 certificates tied to Teams-based Rycida Char Vanilla Tempest ransomware campaigns. Support for Windows 10 officially ends, though Defender will limp on. Experts urge users to apply monthly fixes and bolster board-level cyber awareness as AI-powered attacks from Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea ramp up. That's today's Fast Break Security Roundup. Stay safe, keep your software current, and tune in next time for more updates on the threats and patches shaping our digital lives. Coming up next on Telegram News, a roundup of the latest security upgrades, breach reports, malware warnings, and government crackdowns surrounding your favorite messaging app. First off, Telegram is rolling out a mandatory second factor of authentication and beefing up its security protocols, introducing alerts for suspicious sessions, anti-phishing shields, and encrypted chat enhancements to give users an extra layer of protection. This push for safety comes amid repeated incidents. A flaw in Telegram's code recently exposed personal data, a hacker-compromised hacker news group leaked member info, and malicious bots siphoned funds and pushed phishing links to thousands of users. Meanwhile, researchers continue to probe Telegram's end-to-end encryption, publishing studies on how mass surveillance might subvert its protocols. At the same time, cybercriminals are exploiting the platform. Russian authorities have flagged multiple new strains of malware targeting Telegram users, used both for illicit drug sales and illegal crypto mining, and have arrested dozens in a crackdown on online pharmacies and money laundering rings. They're even threatening to curb access to encrypted services like Telegram by 2025 unless stricter controls are observed. In the broader cyber landscape, Telegram's role is increasingly double-edged. It's praised as a secure way to bypass censorship and share news in places like Russia, yet it's also become a favored conduit for spammers, hackers, and nation-state threat actors. To help you stay one step ahead, our upcoming guide will walk you through best practices, how to tighten your privacy settings, recognize phishing attempts, regain control of hijacked sessions, and choose the most secure messaging apps for your needs. Stay with us for more tips on locking down your Telegram account and the latest on digital security around the world. Thanks for tuning in. Stay safe and be sure to join us again next week for another weekly cybersecurity episode.